music, life, style, lifestyle, music, all come alive with Ian Scholes, your guide to popular culture. And now, here's Ian.
I don't know what you did this summer, but I spent my vacation figuring out how the world works. Don't feel bad if you spent your free time building a cabinet or slimming down the waistline. I've got the world situation under control. Pay attention and I'll explain it to you. Lebanon has Syria on one side and on the inside with Israel on the other and the inside. Lebanon has Shiites, Druze, and Sunnis, all with their own splinter groups, Greek Orthodox, Armenians, rich Christians, French, and Palestinians with nowhere to go. Plus you got Iranian-backed terrorists and Muslim fanatic factions whose names change from bomb to bomb, and a couple thousand Russians who are only there to make the U.S. nervous. Everybody hates everybody else, and half of them hate America more than anything. Well, they love our weapons, hate our culture. We want to help out in Lebanon, but we can't find anybody to talk to. Afghanistan. Confused Russian teenagers in uniform are getting picked off one by one by fighting nomadic guerrillas who don't like each other much but don't like the Russians more. We want to help out there, but Iran's on one side and Pakistan's on the other. We can get there from Pakistan, but you have to pass through narrow mountain passes which are mined with small Russian bombs just strong enough to blow your feet off. The Iran-Iraq war is essentially a war between Shiites and Sunnis, kind of like a war between Catholics and Baptists, but further complicated by geographical chauvinism. To set up a metaphor, if you were a Baptist in Wyoming, would you rather have a Wyoming Catholic for a boss or a Baptist from Manhattan? Once you answer this question, the East becomes much more scrutable. America kind of supports Iraq here, but not too much because we hope Iran will like us again so we can put people into Afghanistan without getting their feet blown off. Africa. Gaddafi's crazy. Even the Russians think so. South Africa. The U.S. wants apartheid stopped, but you also want those South African diamonds and chromium all mined by black people kept in a state of state slavery by the Boers, a white tribe of stubborn, sour Calvinists who exploit black people in the name of theology and profit margins. Central America. El Salvador is our pal. Nicaragua isn't. Got it? The Nicaraguan Sandinista government was named for a guy named Sandino, a big hero in the 30s who, while having dinner with Cuba's Batista, was murdered by Somoza, who nobody liked except the U.S. State Department. The moral equivalent of the founding fathers, the Contras, are an overt and covert army led by the CIA fighting in Nicaragua and based in Honduras. Duarte, the president of El Salvador, is a moderate under attack by the right, the left, and the military. Throughout Central America are scattered Cubans and Russians who are only there to make the U.S. nervous. Other than that, Central America is the usual heady brew of cocaine, death squads from the left and right, bitter poverty, too much money in too few hands, Marxism, and the Roman Catholic Church. And the superpowers? Well, the Russian key to diplomacy is disinformation. The U.S. key to diplomacy is misinformation. In other words, except for a committee in Moscow somewhere, nobody knows the truth in Russia. In America, nobody knows the truth, period, except perhaps Henry Kissinger. That's the world in a nutshell. Throw in a wild card, like a random terrorist or two with a nuclear weapon in a suitcase, and you begin to see the world as it is. A nasty place to visit, but I sure wouldn't want to live there. I gotta go.
There are many waves in the currents of culture. Catch them with Ian Scholes. It's all rock and roll to him.